I hope listeners will forgive me this temporary departure from the Web 2 Tools theme, but I recently came across an application that I thought was worth sharing. It's called Office Lens, and it's actually an app. It's available across all three major platforms, and essentially what it does is to take snapshots of things which you might want to capture in a classroom lesson setting. So sometimes teachers or lecturers may post a diagram onto the whiteboard, may draw something, and you might want to capture that as a student using your smartphone or tablet. It's something that we increasingly see students doing in our school, and increasingly see teachers encouraging students to do. Now, you can obviously do that just using the camera app on the phone or tablet. But what Office Lens does is bring in a few extra features which are particularly useful. And the first thing it does is at the point of capture. When you start up the application, it takes you straight into camera mode and you line up your camera on the thing that you want to capture. But what the app does is to frame what it considers to be the important aspects of the image you're capturing. So if it's a whiteboard, it'll attempt to frame the outline of the whiteboard. Now that might not seem like a big deal, but the really useful thing it does is if you're off to one side, so that the perspective of the often rectangular shape that you're looking at is slightly skewed, it copes with that, recognizes the fact that it's a perspective view, and then turns it into what would appear to be a front-on image. So you don't have to be right in front of the thing that you're capturing, looking at it flat on, in order to be able to get a good rendition. So you can be off to one side, and that's really, really useful, I think. Having captured the image, you've then got the option to crop it, and then when you save it, you've got several possibilities. It can save to your camera roll on the device that you're using, obviously, but it can also save directly into some of the Office products, Microsoft Office products. So you can save it to OneDrive. That's obviously going to be a useful feature. But for some of our students, they're increasingly becoming users of OneNote as a means of taking notes and organizing information that they capture from lessons. So you can drop your capture from Office Lens straight into OneNote if that suits you. You can also save it as a PDF, but really usefully, you can save it as either Microsoft Word or PowerPoint files. So if you've captured a picture, just an image, then that's no biggie. You could always bring that into either of those two applications. But what Office Lens attempts to do is to, if it's, for example, a poster that you've captured that's got some text on it, it will attempt to do an optical character recognition run through and turn that text into editable words. So if you're working in Word, that might be particularly useful. On the other hand, if you're working with something that's handwritten and it's got diagrams within it, then you might want to capture it into PowerPoint, because then what it does is to create three slides. One of the slides just has the raw image on. Another one has the image but with some of the background stripped out to leave the important salient features. But the third slide contains loads of smaller piecemeal images which make up the whole. So it breaks down the diagram, the labels, the annotations that have been put on it into individual elements that you can then move around and edit in the PowerPoint slide as drawing objects. So if you wanted to move one of the labels that's on the diagram somewhere else, or if you wanted to colour it differently, you could do that very, very easily. So Office Lens offers you some really additional features to capturing things just using the camera on your tablet device. It's a free app at the moment. It's definitely worth exploring. It's something that I think starts to become more featured as an educational tool, because it's clearly useful in that educational context.